Well, Dan, this afternoon was great fun out there, and a bit of an insight as to the skills that you guys must need. You've just renewed your contract with England 7, so you're obviously enjoying your time.
Yes, you know, it's going pretty well. This is my my first core year. I've been involved for about 4 years now, but I'm enjoying where 7 is going. I've enjoyed the year. You know, it's been a bit up and down, but you know, enjoyable nonetheless.
And a few people taking the mix, shall we say, about you're a gas man, but the passing doesn't seem to come that regularly. I mean, do you want to have a bit of right to reply there?
Yeah, well, I expected some decent ball off the players, and you know, I'm not getting a lot of quality out there. So when you pay for it, you get monkeys. So that's what I'm working with at the moment, unfortunately. So
understandable. So we've got Glasgow and London to come. London's going to be the big one for you guys. Possibly not as much success around the rest of the world as you guys might have liked this season. Yeah. But playing in front of that home crowd and getting the home support behind you must be hugely valuable.
Yeah, like I said, it's been a hard year for us. You know, we've had some tough results in a few key areas, in the key countries, and it's kind of hurt us, and as you can see in the league table. But you know, now that the season's nearly over, we just want to end on a high. You know, we've got Glasgow, which is a new venue, and then, you know, Twickenham again. So you saw last year here, you know, we got 110,000 people here, and you know, one of the highest attendances. So hopefully we can, you know, replicate that again and get another big show here.
Yes, absolutely. Now, we were joined by the girls this afternoon, and they did well in Tokyo, and they're going to be playing here at Twickenham on Sunday, the 13th of May, in those finals. Bit of nice, healthy competition there. I was very interested to hear about the fact that they run the same distances and that their top speeds aren't that far off.
Yeah, you know, like you said, though, you know, they're doing pretty well, and like you can show how much they're training more now, and it shows in their results they're winning a lot more things now. So you know, the girls' rugby is developing, you know, really quickly now, and it's going to good places. So hopefully, you know, maybe 4 years' time, you know, we get some good results out there.
Yes. Now, the important thing for rugby, you know, for rugby sevens after certainly this event is, and after the Olympics, is going to be looking forward to Rio and the next Olympics. And for you personally, does that now figure as a realistic target?
Yeah, you know, it's out there. You can see how much exposure, you know, this 2012 is getting in the newspaper and the media all over the world. And, you know, but the first thing first is the World Cup in Russia next year. And after that, there's a Commonwealth Games to aim for. So you know, if I'm still around for then, if I'm not too battered and bruised and getting slow, you know, hopefully I'd love to be involved in that. But you know, it's quite well off at the moment. Yeah.
When you started getting involved in rugby and rugby sevens, though, did you ever consider yourself as being able to be an Olympic athlete potentially?
No, I don't think it was ever really a realistic, you know, prospect. I just kind of enjoyed being involved from the onset, and you know, looking back now over the last couple of years, I've kind of, you know, progressed as a player, and you know, it's helped me playing sevens massively. And you know, as you can see, it's showing in my game. So I'm really enjoying what I'm doing. You know, it's going to good places.
Great stuff. Well, finally, for all the fans that are going to be coming down on the 12th and 13th of May, what can they look forward to? And are England going to get into that final and lift that trophy?
Yeah, hopefully we can show them a bit more, a bit of a better performance than that we did here last year. Unfortunately, we didn't succumb to, we didn't do very well, unfortunately. But you know, all we need to do is for them to bring a big smile and a lot of money for the drinks tokens and you know, a good party costumes. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Dan, thanks very much for your time and best of luck.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.